News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. How you doing? It's the middle of the week. Are you doing okay? Getting things done? It's Wednesday, hump day, and I'm excited to have in the studio on this fine morning our friend Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Meg.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, it's hump day.
Yeah, it's hump day. Busy, you know, busy day of the week.
I know. Plus, his heart, he comes into the studio. He's on the phone. He's texting. He's a busy fella.
I am, because Wednesday is always like the catch-up day, right?
Is it?
Because you already had like 2 days in the week, and now you got to see like, hey, what do we got to finish up this week? What do we need to get wrapped up by the end of the week? And Wednesday's the day that you're like, oh, only got 3 days left.
Right. I only got a couple days left to get
and
this
then
done.
And you're like, I'm going to be working Saturday. I'm going to be out here Saturday. I can tell. This is not going to be done by Friday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you get that sneaking suspicion. Suspicion. And it is Mardi Gras week, so that's not helping. All the parties are starting or have started, so yeah, there's a lot of distractions.
I know. We actually were going to have dinner in Fairhope, uh-huh. right, Friday, because for Valentine's Day, because
yeah.
it's Saturday, right? But
yeah.
they have no reservations for Saturday, so a lot of times we'll go the day before.
Which is probably smart, by the way.
Right, and then they called me, and they were like, well, we're going to be having a parade in Fairhope, so the roads are going to be closed at 5.
Oh,
and
no.
And I was like, oh, our dinner reservation's like at 6:30.
Oh,
so
no.
So she was like, if y'all want to get here early, I'm like, early? I'm like, what, at 4:30? I'm like getting there 2 hours early. Plus, I'll be working. I won't even be off in time.
No,
for
no.
That,
for the parades,
know?
You're talking so, 4 hours early, right. probably.
So then I had to cancel them. I might just go to the parade instead.
You can find a nice night and make that your Valentine's. Doesn't have to be on Saturday,
true.
And Howard Seaton is here with ADX Communications. He's one of our marketing consultants. Good morning, Howard.
Morning, Meg. We have a parade, too, downtown.
Yes, we do. We have the Illuminated Parade this Friday night with the 7:30. It's going to be a fabulous parade. And then we have the Grand Parade, which is on Saturday. I believe it's 2:30 is the start time.
Yeah,
2 or 2:30?
Roughly.
Yep.
This Saturday? Much
earlier. This Saturday. 2, yeah. I think. Yep. Yeah. This Saturday, downtown Pensacola. A little bit different route this year because of Palafox. I understand they've been a little bit on Jefferson Street.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, so they'll be moving it around, but it's still happening, so I know it's going to be a lot of fun.
So then a lot of downtown is going to be closed. Because they usually close Palafox anyways.
Right.
And that's already closed.
Yeah.
So now they'll be closing Jefferson Street.
I'm not sure of the exact path, but you can go to PensacolaMardiGras.com.
Okay. Yeah, and look it up.
And find the route. But, yeah, so that's going on. And then Sunday, the beach has their Pensacola Crew Rex
Mardi
Gras
beach win. I do like the beach win.
It's
I think I like the beach win because Sunday's the only day I have off. So that's when usually able to go to.
Yeah.
Could that be a Valentine's date in lieu of?
No, I don't think so.
Howard, we need to have a little chat. But anyway, let's get back to business. We're here with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your company in case somebody's tuning in this morning that's not familiar with you and how long you've been here in Pensacola and all that you do.
Right. So we've been here for 21 years, since 2005. So we do whole house renovations, flooring, remodeling, kitchen, bathrooms, cabinets, sheetrock, paint and trim, pretty much anything to do with the house. Now, we don't do like mechanicals and roofing, but we do have subcontractors we sub that out to. So if we do have like, you know, items like electrical, plumbing, you know, even insulation and AC units, things like that, then we sub those items out to somebody. So so we have different crews we can bring in for it. And like I said, we've been doing it 21 years. We plan to be around for a long time to come. We have a showroom on Palafox Street, so you're more than welcome to stop by and just say hey and check out some samples. And that's at 9320 North Palafox Street. Or you can just give us a call, 850-332-5905.
Okay. And just to clarify, the Pensacola Mardi Gras Parade does start at 2 o'clock. Just want to make sure I get the right
Saturday.
Time out there.
Yes. Saturday or Sunday?
This Saturday, Valentine's Day. Okay, so we've got your showroom, which I think is pretty neat, because if you're thinking about making some changes or remodeling, you always talk about how important it is to actually get hands-on, take a look at those materials.
I do think that's important because, so if you go by and look at them, right, like you're going to go to the showroom and you're going to look at a bunch of material, and it's going to look in a certain way in the showroom under that lighting. But then if you take it outside in the sunlight or you take it home, depending on how much lighting you have in your house and depending on the other items in your house, right, like your cabinets and your trim and your doors and your furniture, flooring is one of those chameleon things. It's going to look different.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks different in my showroom than it's going to look at your house.
Yeah.
So I'll have a lot of customers will call me and they'll be like, hey, do you have a website that I can go and pick colors? And I'm like, we do, but I promise you it never looks the same as it does on that website.
Everything I've ever ordered online never quite looks the same when it's
And I've had to deal with that so many times. People will be like, well, that's not what I thought it was going to look like. And so I encourage people to just come out and take a look and pick some samples. And I tell people, hey, just check samples out, take them home, look at them in your house. When we come out, do the estimate, we'll collect those samples and take them back to the store for you. So you don't even have to worry about going
back.
Well,
that's nice. There. Yeah.
So it kind of saves you a little bit of a trip, you know, and to make sure you get the flooring that you want.
Right.
Because I have a lot of people come in the showroom and fall in love with a certain type of flooring. And then I'll come, you know, a week later to do the estimate, and they had the sample all week, and they were like, I don't really like it.
Oh,
when it sat in the house and looked at it, you know, with their stuff, because it will look different. And then they'll want to go a completely different route.
That's true. That's true. If you've got a question for Jonathan, he's going to be here this morning to answer. He is on the expert panel to answer any of your questions. All you have to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. I've already got a couple of texts rolling in morning. So first one up we have that says, from one of our listeners, says, I have elderly parents living with us. What's the best flooring to have to reducing slips and falls? Does vinyl plank grip well?
So it depends
That's
on the factory.
That's a great question,
right?
By
it
way.
Does. It depends on the factory. So we have a lot of vinyl plank that has, you know, like a texture to it. And then we have a lot that's more smoother. So we could definitely find one with a texture. Mm-hmm. Depending on the subfloors, though, like if they have a concrete foundation, which hopefully they do, I might would go with a commercial grade, like glued down vinyl plank, opposed to a snap and lock residential.
Oh, that's interesting.
And the reason, because she said they're older, mm-hmm. and I've seen a lot of snap and lock be ruined by wheelchairs.
Wheelchairs and walkers.
Wheelchairs in particular, they put a lot of weight on one, you know, skinny wheel, and then rolling up and down the floor that rolls on the locking system over time will break the lock of the floor.
Oh, wow.
So that's like a lot of nursing homes, hospitals. You never see a snap and lock in there because mm-hmm. all the wheelchairs and hospital beds and things like that rolling around will crack and break that flooring very easy.
What do they typically use, tile?
So we would do a glue down, a mm-hmm. commercial glue down vinyl plank. You see that a lot in apartments. Mm-hmm. So it's used residential, you know, quite a bit. But we would either do a glue down, commercial. The thing about tile also will hold up, but you also have to realize if something heavy's dropped on it, it's going to break the tile. And you do have all the grout lines. So if you have somebody like in a power wheelchair, that's not really that big of a deal. But if you have somebody in a manual wheelchair mm-hmm. and they're going over all them grout lines constantly, it's a lot more work on them.
That's true.
So you want something smoother that it's going to run over. So when you start getting, you know, older and you have an elderly couple, you have to start looking at things like that, like carpet. You know, it's easy to get caught with your feet in it and trip on carpet, like with a walker.
Right.
So you want to stay away from things like that. And then something that's going to hold up to wear and tear. And also if you got, you know, like nurses coming in and helping mm-hmm. take care of shower chairs, things like that. You got to think of all that and take all that in consideration.
That's true. Well, one tip I can give you, having my elderly mother used to live with me, was I had to pull up all the rugs.
Right.
All the loose rugs and stuff, because those became hazards after a while.
Well, see, so I only learned this about the snap and lock just through experience, right? Because mm-hmm. I sold a guy a bunch of snap and lock out in Century, and he was an elderly guy in a wheelchair. And he called us like about 3 years later, and the floor is broken up everywhere.
Oh, no.
And then I went out there and looked at it, and I called our factory rep, and I was like, hey, I was like, you know, this floor is broken up. I was like, what's doing it?
Mm-hmm.
And then he came out there to look at it for a warranty. He's like, it's the wheelchair. He's like, it's too much weight, and the weight's breaking the lock system.
Right.
So, you know, just through things like that I've learned, that I'm like, okay, well, next time we end up having to warranty that job. But next time I'm like, all right, we're looking for like a full glue down system that's mm-hmm. going to hold up well.
So
things like that, you know.
Yeah. And I think that's what's great about the experience that you have, because every situation's different. And then you learn something from that situation.
True.
So I guess since we're on that topic, do you do remodels for people, maybe especially bathrooms? You get to a certain age and now you got to do some things to change bathrooms to make them safer. Do you do that kind of work?
We do. So we've actually done quite a bit for like handicap accessible. So the things that we're looking for, you know, we'd like to have a 7-foot by 7-foot bathroom, so we have a turn radius for the wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a way to enlarge in the bathroom. But even if we can't enlarge in it, things that we are looking for are to enlarge in the doors.
Right.
So almost all the older homes will have a 24 or 28-inch bathroom door. And nowadays, by building code, we have to have one 36-inch door in the house.
Oh, really?
For a restroom, yes. So one of the doors has to be a 36, or maybe it's 32. It might mm-hmm. be a 32. But we can't have the 24s for both bathrooms like they used to. So that's one of the things that we're doing, like, see if there's a way to enlarge in, you know, the bathroom door, because it's a lot easier to get through. And that's something good to do before you do your flooring, because if you're going to widen that door jam, then the, you know, flooring's going to be missing. So that's something we're doing ahead of time. And then obviously the shower is a big thing. So if we can make a curbless shower, that's always nice.
And what is that?
So just a shower with no curb, so you could just roll right into it.
Oh, I see. What you're
so you don't have a lip to step over and step out of.
Mm-hmm.
And just even very simple things like if they say, hey, you know, we don't have the money for a new shower right now, we don't want to spend all that money. Just things like pull up bars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like safety bars, that can really help a lot. Just get in and out of the shower, in the bathroom, things like that. And then, you know, handheld shower heads. That's something very reasonable that you can do. Bathroom sinks, just making it so that you could fit a wheelchair under it, like a handicap accessible.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought of that, but that's a great idea.
And even toilets. So we have handicap accessible toilets that are higher than a standard toilet, so it's easier to get on and off of. So there's a lot of things you can do to your house to prepare for that. This doesn't cost a fortune.
Right. Know? Do you also help with, for example, I see a lot of houses that have their ramps and the front doors, things like that.
We have built quite a few.
Have you?
You know, the thing about it is, though, there's a lot of foundations around that will do it at no cost. So we have built some, but there's a lot of different foundations, and I don't know the ones, but I've worked on several jobs where they've gotten free ramps donated.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So there's a lot of churches and different foundations that will come out and do the ramp, and usually at no cost.
Oh, I love that. I love hearing that. Okay. Yeah. We're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, and this is Pep Talk. So if you've got a question, text it on in at 850-437-1620. So I got another one, a little different topic. this is from another one of our listeners. This listener is asking, if I'm willing to spend more for better quality carpet, is wool the best material? What I want durability and the ability to clean it easily. Do you have recommendations for carpets?
Yeah, so depending on what you spend, sometimes it's not just the carpet, but also the pad.
Mm-hmm.
So like you're going to have a 4-pound, 6-pound, and 8-pound pad. So we stock a 6-pound, and we pretty much use that for everything. But the pad is actually what springs a carpet back up. When you step on the carpet and it flattens out, and the pad springs it back up. So just over a time of having a cheap pad, that carpet will get matted down. It's a lot harder to keep clean and get dirt out and things like that. So, a good quality carpet. Like a builder grade is going to be a 26 to a 28 ounce. We stock a 30 ounce that we use for like a lot of like apartments and new construction and things like that. But going up to like a 40 or 50 ounce carpet would be really good. Also, just make sure you have at least a 6-pound pad under it. That's going to help out a lot, you know, down the road. And depending on, you know, what kind of carpet you like, we see a lot of people use like a pattern carpet, like a commercial carpet.
Right.
Because the nap is so much shorter on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason the nap is shorter on commercial carpet is because it won't lay down when you step on it. It doesn't flatten
out. Because they're anticipating more traffic,
Anticipating a lot more traffic and having to clean it. And with that shorter nap, it's a lot easier to clean.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually really like the shorter nap, you know, pattern carpet. I think it looks really good. So that's always a good option too. People think it's just commercial, but there's a whole residential side of it.
Interesting.
And with that shorter nap is a lot easier to clean because one, the carpet's not as thick. So when the carpet cleaner starts cleaning it, it's able to get some of that out of the pad too.
Right.
When the carpet's really thick, you're not cleaning that pad under it.
Okay.
And you're not getting nothing out of it.
So if you're looking for the thickness, go for the pad. Is that what you're saying?
If you're looking for the durability of like, you know, the cushiness of it, go for the pad. Yeah. But if you're worried about keeping it clean, a thinner, you know, commercial, more condensed carpet is going to be easier to clean down the road.
That makes sense. So this listener was asking about wool. Do they still make wool carpets?
I don't know. I mean, we could probably order it. That's kind of like the old shag carpet.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So we could probably order it. Most of our carpet's going to be polyester.
Polyester. Yeah. That's probably easier to clean, too.
It's probably so.
Okay, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Jonathan Cook is here. He's our expert on flooring and reconstruction and remodeling and all kinds of anything that you need done. I promise you, he'll have an answer for it. And if he doesn't have an answer, he knows somebody that does.
That's true. I will say, getting back to the carpet, so I had a church that we did down on Old Palafox, and they had wanted a purple carpet.
Purple.
And so when I estimated the job, I thought, okay, that's not a problem. You know, a lot of commercial carpet comes in bright colors.
Right.
And we had some purple carpet, you know. So so they end up hiring us to do the job, and I took them samples and showed them, and they were like, oh, no, that's not the purple. We want this specific purple, you know.
Oh.
Like, okay, this is going to be a lot harder than I thought, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so I called our Shaw factory rep, And I did not know this at the time, but Shaw has a program that if you buy four rolls or more, they will make any color for you. And
wow.
Luckily, we needed like four rolls for their,
well, I'm
you
sure
know,
it was large,
for their church.
Yeah, for
right.
church.
So we took a sample from their chair because they wanted it to match chair and sent it to Shaw, and they dyed the carpet and made it to match that purple.
Wow, how cool is that?
Right. So if you have a big business or a mm-hmm. big place and you want a specific color, you can get that color.
Interesting.
And it really wasn't even very much more money.
Right.
It was just like a couple dollars a yard more, but we were able to get it dyed to that exact color, and it come out looking great. They loved it. So.
Oh, I bet they did. I want to go see it. You got to tell me after the show which church
okay.
that is.
Right.
I think that's so cool. We're talking with Jonathan Cook with Pep Talk. And if you have a question, 850-437-1620. Here we got another text just come in. So this is great. And by the way, Jonathan is going to be here for the next half hour as well. So get those questions in now so that we can get the answers to.
That's right. You got me for a full hour today.
Yes. I'm excited. This is the best. Okay, best way to spend my Wednesday. All right, here we go. We have a listener just texted in. I have a 5-foot by 5-foot shower stall. House is on a concrete slab. The shower stall has an exterior wall on one side. Do you have to remove the concrete slab in the shower stall in order to create a walk-in shower?
So a 5-foot by 5-foot, that's a big shower to start with.
Mm-hmm.
Most showers are going to be no more than 3-foot wide by 5-foot long.
I think mine's my 1 by 2.
So yeah, a five foot shower, you get lost in there. You need two shower heads in there.
Right. Chairs, benches.
Right. So we got room to do all sorts of stuff. We want two showers in there.
There you go.
But so to answer the question, you don't have to, right? You don't have to bust out the slab. Now, if you want it to be a curbless shower, so that means no curb, mm-hmm. then we would have to bust the slab.
Mm-hmm.
So what we would do, because when we build a shower, we have to have a bed liner. So we put a rubber bed liner
I'm sorry,
down.
I didn't hear you. Bed liner?
Yeah, a bed liner. So we put like a rubber mat down. We run it up the walls.
Uh-huh.
And so if the shower ever leaks, the shower pan ever leaks, that rubber catches the water and runs it to the drain so that it doesn't get off into your house, right? So we have to put that bed liner and then pour about, 2 to 3 inches of concrete on top of it to create a bed, right? A mud
mm-hmm.
bed. So if we're going to build a curbless shower with no lip, we still have to have our bed liner and mud bed.
Right.
We just have to recess it below the slab. So then we take the slab out, put our bed liner, and then recess the pan down.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't want to go to that trouble, we can put a curb on the shower, like a 4-foot or 4-inch lip. So that you would have to step over.
Right.
So you could do that without taking the slab out and still have a walk-in shower. But if you wanted to be completely curbless, you would have to take that slab out. I've seen guys go in there and put a drain in the floor and just tile the floor, but without taking the slab out to
mm-hmm.
make a curbless shower. But the reality is you have no protection. If that shower leaks, if the grout cracks, anything gets through, that water's just leaking off into your house and can cause all sorts of problems like mildew, mold, moisture. So we don't want that. So to do a curbless shower, yeah, you'd have to.
Well, here's what I think. Since you do free consultations,
right?
Why don't you talk about that a little bit? Maybe this listener can reach out to you, give them your phone number, so that then just Jonathan can come out and take a look at it.
Yeah, no, we're happy to. So we do consultations and estimates both. So we'll come out and just do a consultation, just talk to you about what you want to do and just get some, get some plans together. And you can always call us at our office, 850-332-5905. So we do them every Tuesday and Thursday. I do a lot of them. I like to. So I pretty much set those 2 days aside for that. Just because I like to meet my customers, talk to them. And kind of help them get a plan together of what they want to do. And sometimes I'll just go out and do an estimate or be real quick. I'll be in and out in 10 minutes. It just depends on the customer and what they're looking for. But I'm always happy to come out and just give us a call.
Okay, great. So call Jonathan. He'll be able to tell you one way or the other the best way to handle that.
Right, and sometimes I might just refer you to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great thing about, sometimes just setting up a consultation. It may not even be something that we're looking to do or something that we do, although most of the times we can handle it. But occasionally we're just referring to somebody else too.
Gotcha. Okay. Talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Gosh, got the text rolling in this morning, Jonathan. This one is a whole different topic, but I bet everybody will relate to it. What are your flooring suggestions for best protection against dogs? I have two large ones and they love to play and run around.
Right. So
with those little paws and nails.
Here's the thing about it, right? You can really pick any kind of flooring.
Really?
For dogs. Some are going to hold up better than others, right? But what's most important is the finish on the floor. is more important than the floor itself when it comes to dogs. Mm-hmm. So like when we buy vinyl plank, we can get anywhere from a half a millimeter to a 20 millimeter wear layer. The wear layer is how much acrylic is on it. And it's important that it's acrylic because the acrylic is basically like, you know, polyurethane or like a finish that stops the floor from getting scratched. So when you have a like big dogs or, you know, nails or things like that, you want to go higher to that higher end of a 20 millimeter like wear layer, something that's going to hold up better to scratches, things like that. It's the same way if you go with wood floors, you know, you're going to want more polyurethane or more finish on it. Or if you go with a carpet, we got Stainmaster carpet that actually is dyed and that has a stain resistant. So when, you know, spills get on it, stuff, pets, things like that, it doesn't sink into the carpet and hold the odor.
Well, that's especially important if you have a puppy.
Right. And the Stainmaster carpet is more, you know, obviously more expensive. But when you start talking about dogs and things like that, you still have a wide variety of flooring. So like instead of just a basic 30-ounce carpet, we're going to want like a Stainmaster carpet or even a stain-resistant pad. So they have pad with coating on top of it.
Oh, really?
Stain-resistant, yes. And so all it does is stop whatever it gets spilt on the carpet from absorbing into the pad. And then you can clean it off easier. You're still going to have to clean it because you have to suck that out or it's just sitting on top of the pad, but it stops it from absorbing into the pad.
So this is a kind of interesting question that just came in. It says, do you install doggy doors?
So actually, I estimated one yesterday.
Because that's not an easy thing to do, by the way.
I did.
Did you really?
So yesterday was estimate day, and I estimated one yesterday for a guy on Leonard Street. He might be listening. But
okay.
Yeah, guy down on Leonard Street. So yeah, we actually just did an estimate.
Oh, that's
You'd
so
be
funny.
Surprised at how many people actually ask for them. It's something pretty common.
I had never really used one, and then I saw Fred had one. I thought, that's pretty cool.
Right. And so the one I estimated yesterday, where he wanted to put it was like the hardest place in the house to put it because it was in the brick. So I have to get a brick mason to come take the brick off.
The ones I've seen
and re-brick it.
The ones I've seen you do at the patio door, you know, the sliding glass door, in the door.
And I asked him that. I was like, you sure you don't want to put it in the door? Because that'd be easy. We can cut it in, stick it in, you know? And he said, me and my wife work. And he said, we want to create a little side yard for the dogs. So when we're at work, they can go out.
Right.
And so if it was in the door, they could just went anywhere in the yard. So that made more sense. So I was like, okay. But yeah, we're going to have to get a brick mason and take the brick off.
Wow.
Re-brick it in. And it's not, it is a lot more work, but it's not that much.
Probably safer too.
The good thing about it is if he replaces his door down the road, he don't have to worry about the doggy door. He don't have to put another doggy door in.
Right.
So if he does this one into the wall and in the brick, then it's there. And he can replace the door all he wants, and it doesn't cost him any extra money. So maybe in the long run, he might actually save money.
Interesting.
By doing it that way.
Interesting. Okay, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. We got about a minute left here. Jonathan, anything you want to mention before we go into our next half hour?
No, because I'm going to be here for another half hour, so I'll mention it then.
Got that covered.
So if you don't get your question on air today, feel free to call us, 850-332-5905, or just stop by our showroom and see us at 9320 North Palafox Street.
Okay. Talking with Jonathan Cook, and if you have a question, all you got to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. And as you can see, anything goes. So far this morning, we've talked about renovating a shower. We've talked about doggy doors. We've talked about
carpet.
And I haven't really talked about roofing a whole lot, but we can probably get into that as well.
True. Yeah. So when it comes to roofing, we don't personally do roofs, but we sub it out.
Right.
And there's a lot of great companies around. I personally use Hampshire Roofing. I like them. They've been around for a long time. I got a good relationship with them. But that's not a takeaway from any of the other roofing companies either,
right.
Because there's other great roofing companies too. But Hampshire is who I use, and that's who I usually refer it to.
Okay, so if you're listening this morning and you're thinking, I need to stop by that showroom, take a look at some of this flooring. Where is it located?
9320 North Palafox Street. So we're on Palafox, one block south of 9 Mile.
And what are your hours there? What days are y'all open?
So it's 9 to 5, and it's Monday through Saturday, every day but Sunday.
Okay, great.
And we're also open anytime by appointment. I always tell people that because some people will call and be, well, I don't get off work till 5.
Right.
And that's fine. So you just let us know you're on your way, and we're hanging around and waiting for you to get there.
Excellent. Okay, this is Pep Talk.
We built this. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
News Radio, 92.3 Informative, Local, Dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Jonathan Cook is here with us with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, along with Howard Seaton, one of our marketing consultants with ADX Communications. Good morning, gentlemen. I'm glad y'all could stick around for another half hour.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm always happy to stick around.
Yeah, we've been having a lot of fun this morning answering lots of questions. But for someone maybe that's just joining us, Jonathan, tell us a little bit about your business.
Right. So I always say we've been here for 21 years, right? So we do full house renovations, remodeling. We are licensed building contractors. We don't currently build for other people, but mostly because we have so many customers that are good builders and they're so good at it, mm-hmm. that we refer to them and we stick to remodeling, which is what we're good at.
Right.
So we do full house renovations, kitchens, bathrooms, you know, exterior siding, trim, paint, floors, you know, pretty much a little bit of everything. And like I said, the things that we don't do, like, you know, mechanical, so plumbing, electrical, AC, building, roofing, things like that, we refer those out. We have people we can refer them to. And so you can still call us and we can help you get you on the right path to somebody. Mm-hmm. Or it may even be a situation like we're coming there and we'll take the whole job. We may sub a couple pieces of it out. But yeah, we've been around for a long time. We're looking to be around for a long time more.
So hopefully this show will help.
Right. So we're hoping that people are happy with us. Mm-hmm. And that's not an easy task. I'm going to be honest with you. It really mm-hmm. is. That, you know, and that's one thing about me is I try to keep it real with people. I don't know. I have this feeling like when I go out and do estimates with jobs, right? I try to be realistic.
Right.
Because I don't want to oversell anything to anybody. Mm-hmm. And I don't want my customers to have some unrealistic expectation of what's going to happen.
Well, you do the line item quote,
I
too.
I do. I try to line item it out. I try to do everything I can so way everything is transparent. Because people ask me, they're like, well, you know, are we going to have any problems with this job? And I try to be straight up. You know, I'm like, hey, I don't know. You know, we might. We've had problems with jobs before. We try to handle it in a professional and decent manner if we do. Mm-hmm. I don't oversell things to people. I don't want to get people's expectations way up here.
Right.
You know, if their house isn't going to look like that, I want to be realistic about what we can do, what the house is going to look like. And I mean, I say that, but I mean, we can make any house look any way, mm-hmm. but you know, within their budget. Right. So I don't know. We just try to be a family business. We've been around for a long time. We try to be part of the community, a family business. And I say that a family, like my family works there, right? My wife does.
Your wife works at the showroom, correct?
She does. But a lot of our employees are family to us. Mm-hmm. They've been with us a long time. So we got a lot of guys that have been with us a long time and they're like family to us. And they care about their job too. And they care about their work. And they also want to stay employed for a long time. So we try to do the best we can for the community.
Okay. Well, we got lots of texts rolling in, so we better get started because I don't want to run out of time here. We're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. And if you have a question, just text it on in at 850-437-1620. First one, good morning. Would you install a new vanity?
Right. Yeah. So we will. We definitely do come and install vanities. Pretty simple. So not only do we do the vanity, but we're look at, like, you know, the size of your old vanity. If your sheetrock needs to be repaired around it, we have a sheetrock crew that come in and fix it. And mm-hmm. we have painters come in and paint afterwards and touch up. So sometimes the vanity can just come out, put the new one in, you know, pretty simple, pretty easy. We have a plumber on call that we can call if we need to. And then, you know, if we pull the vanity out and the new one's a different size or doesn't match up, then we have a sheetrock crew that can come in and fix the sheetrock and paint it and things like that. So we do the vanity and all the accessories that go to it.
Mm-hmm. And I can tell you just from the conversations I've had with Jonathan, he's very creative and he won't admit it, but he has a designer eye. And I can tell just from the stories that we've had, he's got a pretty good way of coming and taking a look at something and saying, I know you want this, but it may not work. Would you be open to trying this?
Sometimes. and sometimes people will call me and ask me, and mm-hmm. I like doing a lot of flips and a lot of renovations, like either home renovations or investment property renovations. I like taking it from start to finish, mm-hmm. starting at the beginning all the way through the finish line. You know?
Excellent.
That's what I say. It's more like, you know, you're marrying it for the next 4 months. Right?
There you go. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Another listener just texted in and said, I apologize if this is redundant, but did I hear Jonathan mention a roofing contractor that he uses? Thank you.
Right, I do. And it's not to take away from any. So anytime that I refer people, I say, hey, this is who I like and this is who I use. Mm-hmm. But there's lots of great companies out there to use. But I use Hampshire Roofing. So Hampshire, if you look them up, I think they're a really good company. They give us great prices, and we've had been really happy with the service. If you can't find them, you can call our office and ask one of the girls up there, and they can give you the number to them. And our number is 850-332-5905. And I just say that because I don't know their number off the top of my head.
Okay, that's good enough.
You can call my office, and they have the number up there.
Good enough. And if someone wanted to stop by the showroom, one of the things that we've talked about, and we did mention it in the last half hour, how important it is to take those samples and see what they look like in your home.
Right, it is. And not just like in your house, but also take them to other places. Like if you're looking at cabinets or mm-hmm. paint or, you know, furniture is a really big thing. Because one thing people say, oh, well, you can always change the furniture. You can, but it costs a lot of money.
Right.
So if you like your furniture and you're not looking to change it, we want to make sure we match it and we have something that goes with it. So that's another big thing to mm-hmm. consider, you know, in your design. You know, if you have those certain pieces of furniture, like, hey, I already bought these, I want to keep them, then that needs to be incorporated into that design as well.
And you have mentioned in the past that you do like to use U.S. suppliers.
So we do, but we don't only use U.S. suppliers, mm-hmm. right? We're fair to everybody that sells us product okay. at a good price. So there's so many great things about our U.S. companies that people don't realize that you just don't get from the overseas companies.
Mm-hmm.
But with that being said, there's no doubt that you can get product from overseas cheaper,
right?
Right? And there's a market for that, and there's a need for that. When buying U.S. flooring, a lot of people don't realize the variation. So like a lot of times when we get flooring, say like from China, right?
Uh-huh.
It'd be a 6-board variation because they only want to ship so much. They only want to print and make so much, right? Because it costs a lot to get it over here. So when I say 6-board variation, every 6-board is going to be the same pattern again. It's going to keep
going. Oh, I see. Okay.
Right?
I'm glad you explained that.
But in America, if you go with some of our U.S. companies, some of them will have 30-board variations.
Really?
They're not shipping that from overseas.
Right.
So you're not going to see the same pattern repeat in your floor for every 30 boards.
Interesting.
And that can really look more like a natural floor because anytime you have a natural floor,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to see the same pattern repeat. When you're cutting wood and you have hardwood or oak or pine, that same pattern is not repeating because it's grown out of a tree. It's
right.
natural, right?
Right.
So the more variation you can get in that, the more it can make the flooring look more natural. And just different things like that.
Interesting. Okay, we are talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, and we're going to be back in just a minute after the break, but if you've got a question for him, please text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a minute. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. If you have a question for him, there's still time, so text it on in at 850-437-1620. Got another text for you, Jonathan. This one says, from one of our listeners, says, I have an outside storm door that needs replacing. It leads out to a setup 4 steps down. I was told legally this door must open outward because of the steps. Is that true?
Well, all storm doors have to open outwards.
Okay.
You can't have a storm door open into the house. So I would say it has to be because it has to be true, right? Because if you have an interior door,
right.
Or if you have a house door, right?
So the storm door is a second door.
It's a secondary door.
Right?
Right,
okay.
Yes. So your first door would open in, like
mm-hmm.
into the house,
mm-hmm.
and then your storm door would open out.
Okay.
And yes, there are a lot of rules about doors opening out for the main house. Now, your main door can open out. But the hinges, you have to have certain hinges that are like welded shut because you don't want anybody to pop the hinge off.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple different things that you get with an outswing door that you don't get with an inswing door. But all storm doors have to open out because otherwise it would interfere with the door opening into the house.
Okay, so that makes sense. So if you need your storm door adjusted,
yeah.
is that something
yeah.
you can do?
Yeah, sure. And I, you know, if you don't get your question on air, that's okay. You can call us afterwards, 850-332-5905. Same number to schedule an estimate.
There you go. Okay, got another text in here. Does Jonathan's rent debris containers for construction projects?
So we did. We used to.
Uh-huh.
And then we learned that there's not as much profit in renting containers as I thought, unless you want to do it yourself, right?
Right.
We had containers for a while, and we did well with it. But then the more we had it, I learned that, you know, we're better just to focus on the things we do and let someone else do it.
Mm-hmm.
We did make profit off the containers, but there's not tons of profit in it like you think. But luckily, Extreme, they wanted to expand their container business, and they bought us out, and I was happy to sell it to them.
Okay, so if you need need one. That's
call that. Extreme. Okay. Yeah, they have all of our containers now.
Okay, so I'm sitting here thinking about the fact that it's now warming up. It's right. springtime, and
it's not springtime. It's wintertime. It just feels like springtime.
You're right. I know.
That's
I don't know
Florida
what to wear
will do
anymore.
To you.
So how does that this changes of temperature, hot, cold, how does that affect flooring? And is there a better thing to use to in this? I mean, you must be the expert on this community. And we've talked about this before, flooring on the beach versus flooring in town.
Right. Well, so one of the biggest things in this temperature is just letting it acclimate.
Mm-hmm.
So we just had to do a glue down job last week. And see, when it's hot, it's not a big deal because the glue down is soft. The flooring, you know, lightens up and it usually expands out. But when the flooring is cold, mm-hmm. a lot of times it will shrink up.
Oh.
And so then we go lay it, and then it warms up, and then it wants to expand, you
huh.
know. So you really want to make sure it acclimates, you know. So just put it in your house a day or two ahead of time, and just let it acclimate to that temperature, especially when it's cold outside. And things like, you know, like the glue is going to take longer to dry, obviously, mm-hmm. when it's cold. So we can get through flooring a lot faster when it's warm.
Right.
Because we work better and the glue dries better.
Interesting.
But no, I mean, you can do either one. You know, we get through it. Harry, he doesn't like to lay carpet in the cold.
Does anyone in Florida want to do anything in the cold?
He tries to tell me the carpet's too stiff. He's like, I can't do it. It's too stiff.
Oh, how funny.
I'm like, let's just turn the heat on in the house and let it lay out, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah, our installers don't like it when it's cold, but we get through it. So.
Okay. Well, that makes me think of another thing that I wanted to talk to you about, because I find this is rather humorous, but so often we want to do it ourselves.
Right.
And so
I think
how
that's
many
human
times,
nature, though, right?
How many times have you had to come in after someone started a project? Can you give us some advice on when it's time to call an expert and
right.
when it's time to do it yourself?
So I have came in quite a bit, right? But sometimes it'd be good, and sometimes it'd be bad.
Mm-hmm.
So there, in a lot of situations, I've been called in, or somebody are calling and say, "Hey, I started this project, and you know, I got busy at work, or I'm military, and I'm getting restationed. I don't have time
right.
to finish it.
Right.
Things like that. And sometimes I'll come out there, and they'd be doing a great job, and they just simply don't have the time to finish it up.
Mm-hmm.
I know how that is around my own house, getting stuff done.
Right.
It's different for me when I'm at work all day, and I can schedule it in, say, I'm going to do it this day, this time. And then when we're at home, and we're tired, and we've worked all day, and we just
yeah.
don't feel like doing it, it's a whole different story, right? So I've seen it both ways. I've seen, like, we come in there and look at it, and it will be, I just have to start over. Like,
oh,
let's just start
no.
over, you know?
Oh, no.
And I'll be like, I hope you did this yourself. I hope you didn't pay somebody for this,
oh,
you know?
No.
And that's okay. We'll just tear it out and start over.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've come in and looked at it, and I'd be like, man, if you ever need a job, call me. You're doing a pretty good job. You just need somebody to finish it up, you know?
Right.
So it goes both ways. But I think everybody's got that threshold, and they know about where they're at,
mm-hmm.
you know? And they know about when they hit that threshold, and they're like, mm-hmm. I need to call somebody.
Yeah.
Even if they don't want to admit it, they know they need to call somebody.
Or their spouse maybe could make that call.
Right, yes. If somebody can make that call for them.
Okay. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. Still time for your text if you have a question about remodeling or some project that you've been thinking about. Jonathan is our expert with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, 850-437-1620.
And I do want to say, even though it is still wintertime, it is warming up. So it's a
mm-hmm.
nice time to do that outside stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, one thing about the weather is really a lot of people think you can do outside painting in the summertime, and you can. And we do a lot of it. But really, the springtime is the best time, because as much as you don't want it to be too cold when
mm-hmm.
you paint, because the paint will actually stiffen up when it's too cold.
Right.
And it will actually, it can freeze and get like a chalky look to it when it's too cold.
Huh.
But also when it's really hot outside, the paint starts drying up as you're using it.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes when it's, especially in Florida,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
So right there in the springtime is a great time. Spring, fall is a great time for exterior projects. You know, it's not overly hot. It's not overly cold. Your paint will work well, your
mm-hmm.
lumber, things like that. So yeah, it's a great time in the springtime to look at outside projects.
How far in advance should someone call you? Once they get that estimate or the quote, then how far out should they plan? I mean, is there a waiting list, or how typically?
So it depends on the size of the project.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it's like a service call, we might be able to get it in next week.
Right.
If it's something simple, we just need one or two guys. If it's going to be a whole house renovation, then we might need multiple weeks, because we need to plan multiple crews to be out there. So it really depends on the size of the job. But sometimes, like if it's just a flooring job, we might get it in a week to 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a renovation job, you may be 3 weeks out, 4 weeks out. So it really depends on the scope of the work and the size. Single item jobs are always a lot easier to schedule in. Like if you call and say, hey, I just want to paint my house, right? We only need a painting crew free to go out there and paint it. If you call me and say, I want to take my popcorn off, I want to paint it, put new flooring in, and then new doors, then I'm like, okay, I need Dallas free to go put doors in. I need Chris out there to do the popcorn. I need one of the painting crews out there. And then I need a flooring crew right behind them because nobody wants to get their painting done and say, okay, we'll be back in 3 weeks to do the floor. They want it bam, 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 you know, one after the other. So when you have multiple items, it takes a little bit longer sometimes to schedule it. That's just better planning in the beginning so that the execution can be a little bit better.
Okay. Got some more texts rolling in. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll get right to your questions. This is Pep Talk, talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. We'll be back in just a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Jonathan Cook is here with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. We've had so many texts coming in from our listeners this morning, so thank you all for sending them in. I tell them all the time I'm learning something every show. Okay, here's one that I may not know how to answer this one, so that's why Jonathan is here. What can be done to level an uneven wood subfloor off grade prior to flooring installation LVP?
LVP
is luxury vinyl plank.
Right, luxury vinyl plank.
Okay.
So your unlevel wood subfloor. So there's a few things you can do. Obviously, you can put floor patch or self-leveling. The problem with it is you don't want to put anything too thick because if it's too thick and the house shifts, then that floor patch will break up under the floor. So I would say nothing more than like half an inch. Anything over half an inch, you can always sand the wood. Sanding the wood is a good way to go.
Oh, really?
If you got like a really bad seam, sand it down, and then we don't need near as much floor patch on it. Or if your subfloor is really bad, then you might just want to resheet it with another layer of plywood and level it out that way. But I would not go in there pouring 2 inches of self-leveling concrete to level it out, which I've seen people do. It puts too much wear and tear and weight on the floor system and actually can end up, you know, causing the house to sag and get more on a level in the future. So,
okay, so there's your answer. And it sounds to me like you might want to give Jonathan a call on this one. What's your number again?
850-332-5905. We're always happy to come out and take a look at it.
Okay, I got another question here. Do you need a vapor barrier? This is the same listener, by the way. Do you need a vapor barrier on wood subfloor before LVP?
Right. So that's a good question. And so the short answer is you should not. Anytime you have a wood subfloor, we don't really need a moisture barrier because what we're doing with the moisture barrier is stopping that moisture that naturally comes out of the concrete slab, out of concrete, and into the floor. But when you have wood, you should have a moisture barrier under the house on the ground that stops the moisture from coming out of the ground and getting to your subfloor to start with. Because just as much as we don't want the moisture getting to our floor, we also don't want to get into the subfloor. So you do need a moisture barrier, but it needs to be underneath the house, not under the floor.
Wow, okay, this is great stuff. I'm, again, learning so much.
But I'm happy to come out there and take a look at it if you just give us a call. 850-332-5905. I'll be doing estimates tomorrow, so I'm happy to come out there and just do a consultation with you. If it's something you're thinking about doing yourself, I'll just come look at it with you.
Okay, that sounds like the right thing to do. It really does. Okay, we'll see if we can squeeze one more in here. We only have a few minutes left, but do you need – oh, wait, where is it? Oh, nope, we're out of time. We're going to have to say that. I'm sorry I didn't get to everybody. We had so many texts rolling in this morning, but please hang on to it because we'll be back again next week.
That's right. We'll be back next Wednesday.
And if you want to reach Jonathan gets to give you your information.
So you can give us a call at our showroom, 850-332-5905. You can look us up on Facebook at Jonathan's Flooring, or you can just stop by our showroom at 9320 North Palafox Street or call in next Wednesday.
All right. Thank you so much, Jonathan.
All right. Thank you.
This is Pep, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring.